This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSWIM.com, AVSFAM.com,
Colorado Avalanche 2, Minnesota Wild 3. The Avs took on the hated Minnesota Wild, and despite dominating 50 minutes of the game, they managed to lose in a shootout with an ex-Avs player scoring the winning goal again. How does this happen again? John Dewey, who I assume is a really smart dude, has this dictum that a problem well put is half solved, and that definitely came to mind in this game because I'm not entirely sure that the Avs know what the problem is when it comes to the Minnesota Wild. What it is that they're unable to solve that always ends up with us losing the game.
John Dewey was an American philosopher.
So let's start with some really overly simple metrics, just for giggles. The Avs were 30th of 30 last year in the league. This year we're 19th in the league, which is progress. Our current goals for is 70, which puts us in 8th place of 30 teams in the league. So how does a team that is 8th in the league in scoring sit at 19th overall in points? You might say goals against, and you might be right. The Colorado Avalanche are currently 15th in goals against at 67. That's a 3-goal differential and a loose definition for
anything can happen in a hockey game.
So in other words, if you're looking for something to latch onto, something that tells you if we're going to win or lose a game, you never really know. We appear to dominate a game and then we lose. We have a spirited comeback and sometimes we win. But if we look for those telltale signs of what makes us land on either side of that very thin line, it's hard to find anything to latch onto. The Avs are sporadic and don't have much that they can count on in a consistent way. The top line of Mac, Landy, and Rantz has been good, even great at times, but they can be shut down by other teams like Minnesota, and they don't always show up ready to play and dominate. So if you're a coach, what are you looking for? You're looking for consistency. You're looking for something that you can count on, because at the end of the day, the one metric that matters more than any others is how many games you win, how many games you lose, but more importantly, how many points do you have? If you have the most points, you get to play in the playoffs. And to me, that would be a win for this team. I guarantee you that everybody in the state, everybody in the organization and on that team would be happy with making the playoffs this year. That's way better than 30th place of 30 teams. I know, these aren't advanced stats, but sometimes simple counts too. So let's look at some players. How about Mac? Mac has been tearing it up in the last 5-6 games, but looking at all of his 21 games so far this season, he's 14th in the league in points. Not bad, but he's our best player at 14th. Again, that's really good, but the Avs don't have another player show up on the points leaderboard until Mikko Rantanen at 50th in the league. After that, you would think it would be Landeskog, but no. It's a defenseman, and it's not the defenseman you're thinking of. It's Tyson Barrie at 74th. The same guy getting ripped on for not producing is outproducing the captain, who sits at 87. And just a quick side note for all of you trying to figure out if we won anything, the trade or the draft or any of that, Will Butcher is just below Tyson Barrie at 75th in points in the entire league. Make of that what you will and rip sack at however you like, but the guy didn't want to play for us. It's that simple. So to recap, we've gone from 30th to 19th in the league. It's a start, and we're getting better all the time in my opinion. The Avs are currently banking on a 1-to-1 goal ratio, which means that we ride that very thin line I talked about of winning or losing on average, and it could go either way at any time, any given night. We have three players on the entire team who are in the top 100 point getters of the NHL, two in the top 50, one in the top 20, and zero in the top 10. So if you're a smart person, you're probably saying, so what? What does all this mean? Well, let's look at the numbers of the best team in the league, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Steven Stamkos is the number one point getter in the entire NHL. He is a franchise player, so that's a big deal. You need one of those guys. If you can get him, you hold on to him, which I think that they will for as long as they possibly can. But right after that, you've got Nikita Kucherov, who's number three in the league. That's two in the top 10 already. After that, we got Vladislav Namestnikov, or some name I can't even say, at 27. Braden Point at 48th. Victor Hedman, a defenseman, at 73. That's four in the top 50, five in the top 100, and two of the top three point getters in the entire league on one team. Colorado Avalanche have two in the top 50. Tampa Bay has two in the top three. There's a lot of reasons for this, but mainly it has to do with the drafting and us being able to hold on to players. We are getting much better at that, so the future is indeed bright. We have some people on the ice now who could turn out to be in that top 100 here pretty soon. But the current reality is this, that we are very much in the middle of a very muddy pack. We have 12 teams within 2 points of us, or within one win of each other. The only way to emerge from this group is to beat everyone in that group. Those are must-win games. Of the next 5 games, the Avs have two of those in the middle teams. We have one bottom feeder in the Sabres, and then we have two top 5 teams that we have to beat. So just to be clear, those middle-of-the-road teams are must-win games. We have to win those. We need to prove to the league and to our fans and to ourselves and even to the team themselves that they can dominate versus playing down to the level of another team. We're better than that this year, or at least that's what we've been saying. So we have to beat the Flames, who have been playing good hockey and have a little dude named Johnny Hockey. He's pretty good. The Dallas Stars, who it appears we have their number and we might call them maybe, but they're going to be hot and heavy and they're going to be trying to take our damn heads off and get some redemption. The Habs will have a real battle on their hands there. We've got the Sabres in that mix, who we should absolutely destroy because we're better than that. And if we can beat those three teams, we have 6 of 10 points. That's pretty good. If we can steal a game from one of the top 5 teams, maybe getting a backup goalie in for Tampa Bay or for Winnipeg, maybe we walk out of this 10 games with 8 points. 6 to 8 points in the next 5 games would put us at the top of that middle of the pack group and give us a real chance to aim for some separation from that group. And then who knows? I mean, if things turned out right, maybe we're thinking about the playoffs this year. You can call me a dreamer, but I just say dream bigger. And then I might expand on it and tell you that I think that we have an actual chance of playing better than 500 hockey in this next stretch because we have 5 of those games at home in a row. The guys are going to be here in their element right around the holidays, and we're a different team on home ice. We play really, really good hockey here. If we win one, we have momentum. If we win two, we have a streak. It's all something that adds up, and especially when you're at home. And here's another reason for you. We have Varley. Varley's been sick, true, but he's also been off the ice and he's getting some rest in those muscles. I bet you he didn't feel good, but he's going to come out fresh regardless. And he hasn't been out so long that he's had any chance to grow any rust on his game. I think he's going to be ready to roll. But wait, there's more. The unthinkable, if you're looking at last year, we have more than one line scoring right now. It keeps us in games when the point machine of Landy, Rantanen, and McKinnon isn't really working. Every now and again, and a few times this year already, Blake Como can Fonzie punch a goal in for us and keep us in a game long enough for the top line to squeeze one in themselves. It's been said by others before, and I'll say it again.
It's a 3-4 goal lead.
You have to score that much, and you have to be good enough not to let that many in to win. It sounds simple, but it's where we're at. So what's the takeaway? Well, you can paint any picture you want with stats. It's a fun game, really. But at the end of the day, a balanced team scoring is what's for dinner. We need to get a few other people scoring right now. If we can get some people chipping in on other lines, then we have some separation within a game itself. Instead of a 2-3 game going into the finish or a 1-2 game that ends up going into overtime and us losing, we have a 2-goal lead going into the third period and we can play as such. And if you're thinking Barry needs to up his game like some other people have been saying, consider this. Perception isn't always performance. Many think that Barry isn't performing right now, yet he's our third best point getter on the team, not just on defense. Yeah, that's a thing. Serious. Check it out. Look at the stats. So anyways, goaltending still wins games. Bernier played a great game last game, but when it came down to a skill competition, he got outskilled by Chris Stewart in overtime. The Avs need to take that, put it in the rearview mirror, and forget about it. Just like the turkey dinner you had last night, or the night before, or probably for the next week. It's over. We have to swallow it, eat it, let it be gone. It's all in the past, just like those stupid mustaches of Movember, and all those strange start times in November. As a fan, you should at least be able to count on being home from work for at least 4 out of every 5 games. Unless you work night shift, in that case, respect to you. So the month of December isn't really a walk in the park at all. It has 15 games in it. That's a lot of hockey, and by the end of the month, we should be pretty clear on what to expect from the Avs for the rest of the year, and maybe some postseason hockey, who knows? Some simple goals to shoot for at this point is to have more goals than we have against, and nothing close to a 1-to-1 ratio. I think we need to get that number into double digits by the time that this month is over. And to do that, we have to play really good hockey against teams we can beat, and we have to steal games from teams that are better than us while we continue to become a better hockey team. There's hope, people. Be excited. If you like this podcast, you should know that there are many others just like this that you could find at coloradohockey.com. Maybe you like a podcast with Adrian Dater. There's a really good one there. How about Mike and McCurdy? Both of those are long-form podcasts at over an hour each and pretty awesome. But maybe you like really short podcasts like Every Avs Player Ever, where we try to document every Avs player who's ever played for the Colorado Avalanche, even if they were only there for a piece of gum and a cup of coffee. And sometimes when we're feeling shady, we have the NHL Underground Network making fun of all the media, the fans, and the people who make fun of them just like us, because we still find that funny trumps factual. You can put all these in your pocket with one click of the button if you go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes, or you can just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey and subscribe there. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by Avs Fam, who has all kinds of cool stuff going on all the time, not to mention the shirts that you can't find anywhere else, or the stickers, or the hats, but the contest that you can win every now and then. Somebody actually just won the You Can't Win This contest, and they got a free shirt shipped to them because they won that contest. If you like it, check it out, absfam.com. Stay awesome.